Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Oh, yeah, fine, Tad.
Good.
You've been seeing Shula, have you?
I
couldn't see her during the service. I wondered if she was sitting at the bar.
No, now you come to mention it.
Was she ringing this morning?
Oh, I'm not sure. You'd have to ask Neil. Although I don't seem to be able to find him either.
Oh, I've just seen him. He's still inside.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's talking to Neville.
Oh. It's a bit strange,
don't you think? Mm. I can't remember her being at church last Sunday, neither.
Actually, it's a good thing Neil's not around. I need to talk to you about something.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it's about our anniversary. You know it's mine and Neil's silver wedding on the 25th.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, I'm thinking of throwing a big party. I've spoken to Jolene.
Oh, you're going to have it at the ball?
Yeah, upstairs.
Oh.
But the thing is, Neil doesn't know. It's going to be a surprise.
Right.
So do you think you could lend me a hand setting it all up?
Yeah, of course I could. I'd love to.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Well, I hope so.
So does anyone else know?
Well, Christopher does. But I've sworn him to secrecy.
A real undercover operation.
But no one else knows yet.
Well, his secret's safe for me.
I mean, I've told Christopher, but I don't want him blurting it out to anyone. But he's doing a job for me, sir.
What's he going to do?
He's doing the invitations on his computer.
Oh, what, with a note telling everyone it's a surprise?
Yeah, that's right. And I'm going to make the whole evening something Neil will really like. So we'll have to think about music. We'll have to have a disco.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what Alan said to me, too.
What?
Talking about something else, Neil's coming.
Oh, mothers, you know.
So she's been having a go at you?
Not exactly, but... Oh. And maybe I'm just too sensitive, but it's like she doesn't think I can do anything myself. And now Mia's got this cold...
Belt on?
Yeah. I mean, it's only a sniffle, but Mum reckons I should be taking her to the doctors. Well, they're only going to tell me to do what I'm doing already, aren't they?
Right.
And she won't stop going on about Andrew. I mean, it's not my fault he never dresses the kids up warm enough.
Have you checked your mirrors?
No. I mean, I give him all the clothes they need when he has them.
So then, are we ready?
What? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. She's just been really getting to me these last few days.
Well, look, we don't have to do this now.
No, I want to. At least it gets me out of the house for a while.
Okay. Well, take a deep breath. All right?
Yeah.
So, check you in neutral.
I know, I know.
And start the engine. Great. Right, I don't think anything's coming.
Nope.
No, you're all clear.
Oh!
All right, put it back in neutral. Indicator's off.
What's the matter with me? I'm not going to pass this ruddy test.
It's okay. You're just uptight. I don't think we should do this now.
No.
You're not in the right frame of mind.
No, I'll be okay.
Really, let's go to the park or something.
The park?
Yeah, you know, we could take Jake. And you can have some fresh air and get your head together.
All right, I guess.
Well, we'll go for a spin later.
Fine. Ugh, I'm so useless.
No, you're not. You just need to calm down.
There you go, Susan. That's the buffet menu.
Walter.
Just give me a sec. I need to open some wine.
Oh, yeah, of course. Thanks, Jolene. Yeah. Oh, and the prices are per head, are they?
Yeah, that's right. They should be at the bottom of each option, yeah?
Mmm. Menu B looks quite nice. Mm,
does it? Let's see.
Look, a selection of meat, fish and vegetarian rolls. Mm. Crudités.
A crudité with dips. Chicken goujons.
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, I'd like it. Mind you, Neil does like his Indian food. Menu C might be better.
Right. Oh, yeah.
We need to think about how we're going to decorate the room as well.
You've got bhajis, you've got tandoori drumsticks.
Thought I might get one of those banners.
Eh?
You know, saying happy 25th anniversary to hang above the bar.
Yeah, great. And lots of balloons. Nice silver ones.
Silver and pink.
Eh?
Well, don't you think? I reckon that'd look really romantic.
Mm.
And I could probably get plates and napkins to match.
It should look just like your Christmas tree decoration.
What?
Hot pink.
Oh, yeah, you're right, it would.
Excuse me, ladies.
Oh, sorry, Fallon, look.
Cheers. Busy at it, eh?
Oh, yeah, well, there aren't too many people.
No, just quite quiet.
Oh, I told Neil what you said about the flat, by the way.
Oh, did you?
He was really chuffed.
Oh, so he should be. He's done a brilliant job.
Oh, is this the flat above the shop?
Yeah. Fallon had a look at it last week.
Oh, well, it's just been nosy, really. But it's gorgeous. It's small, but perfectly formed.
Fallon!
It is nice.
I was really, really impressed.
Oh, sweetheart, you couldn't do me a favour, could you?
Sure.
Yeah, take this wine to table six.
Oh, all right.
So any thoughts about which menu you'd like to go for? Well, you don't have to make up your mind now.
Oh, no. I think it was option C, wasn't it?
If that's what you want.
Well, it'll keep Neil happy.
C. Right. I'm going to say, Susan, if you're going to have a toast, I've got some very nice carver.
Oh, right.
I mean, it's a third of the price of champagne and no one will tell the difference.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't thought of that. Well, that sounds great. Oh, I'm getting really excited now. It's been quite a while since we had a party.
It's made me think, actually.
Oh?
Well, William's coming over this weekend. I've got my own celebration to arrange.
Better now?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I feel stupid.
No.
Oh, she just gets me so wound up. Oh, I shouldn't be so mean. I'm sure she didn't expect to still have a daughter living with her at her age.
Well, doesn't have to be for much longer.
No.
Yeah, it can all change when I move back to Ambridge.
Yeah. Oh, looks like Jake needs a hand on the swing.
Oh, it's all right. I'll go.
Are you sure?
Yeah. What do you want then? Need a big push?
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is that Nick?
Yes. Hi, Clary. This is unexpected.
Is this an all right time to call?
Yeah, of course. And what can I do for you?
Well, there's something I need to ask.
Oh.
It's William's birthday next week.
Yeah.
I just wondered if you two had anything planned. I don't mean to be nosy.
Oh, no.
But if you ain't, I'd quite like to have a little party for him.
Oh, right. Well, no, I hadn't really discussed it. We were going to meet up sometime.
Oh, so it would be all right then?
Yeah, fine.
Oh, wonderful. It'll only be small, just me and Eddie and his granddad. You're more than welcome to come if you want.
Oh.
And the little ones, of course. It would be lovely to see Jake and Mia.
Oh, that would be really nice, Clary, thank you.
Great. Well, I'm glad I found.
Oh, me too.
We'll see you next Monday then.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Bye.
Bye then. Oh.
Everything all right? Who was that on the phone?
Oh, just a friend. Wanted to know if I'd like to go to a party.
All right. When's that? Not Friday.
No, why?
Well, I was just thinking, how'd you fancy coming over to Gloucester? You know, we could go out somewhere, give you some proper time away from your mum.
Yeah, sure.
Well, that is if you can persuade her to look after the kids.
Oh, don't worry, I'll arrange something.
Great.
What's going on? That's two invitations in as many minutes. Things must be looking up.
Hello, love. What are you up to?
Just having a quick break. Well, the kettle's just boiled if you want a drink.
No, I ought to tidy up. Oh, look at this place.
It's Sid's mess.
Yeah, but if I don't do it... Hey, what are you reading about?
It's just celebrity gossip.
Oh, no. Are they splitting up?
Yes. Seriously, Mum, I'll clear up later. Come and sit down.
All right.
Need to talk to you anyway.
Oh, what about?
Well, I'm...
Fern? Well, what is it?
No. I'm thinking about moving out. Don't worry. No, it's only to the flat above the shop.
Flat?
It's so nice, Mum. I think it could be perfect for me.
Right.
Well, it's only down the road, so working and seeing you won't be a problem. Mm. And, I mean, I don't know how much the rent will be, but it can't be a fortune.
No.
It's only tiny.
No. No, I think that sounds great.
You do?
Of course. You can't carry on living with us for the rest of your life.
Oh. Well, I was worried that you might be upset.
No. Well, you want your independence.
Mm.
And if you think you can afford it...
Oh, that's brilliant.
I just think this could be your first home.
It's really sweet, Mum. And there's this little box room so I can put my keyboard and recording equipment in there.
Like your own studio?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it's got to be better than having it all crammed in my bedroom like now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I've always got on well with Peggy.
Well, I'm sure she'd be more than happy to have you as a tenant.
I hope so.
Oh, that's wonderful, sweetheart. Well, it's high time you had a place of your own.
You don't have to be quite so happy. You could pretend that you're going to miss me a bit.
Oh, you know I will. But it's like you say, you know, cheap places to rent don't come up round here very often.
No, exactly.
You should definitely go for it.
Do you really mean it?
Of course. You know, I reckon that flat is exactly what you need.
Oh, for goodness sake. How long have these been here?
Mum? Oh. What are you doing? Get out of my room.
I'm just picking up laundry.
I thought we agreed if I need something washing, then I'll put it in the basket.
Well, then you'd never have anything clean.
Then I'll just have to wear dirty clothes, won't I?
Oh, Christopher.
You promised you wouldn't come in here.
All right, all right. I just can't bear you living in such squalor.
Well, you won't have to part with it much longer.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to ask Tony if I can move into the flat, aren't I? Well, it makes sense.
But Chris...
I've put in all that work doing it up. Why do you think I care what tiles Dad bought?
Now, look, I know I get annoyed with you not tidying.
Seriously, Mum, I'm 20 years old. It's time for me to move out.
But how are you going to afford it?
From the money I earn, from my job.
Oh, you know what I mean. We don't ask for much here. And that flat, it's so tiny.
Yeah, but it'll be my own, won't it? And I can live in all the squalor I want.
Exactly. Who's going to do your washing?
I think I can work out how to use a washing machine.
Oh, you've never managed it before.
Only because you won't let me near the thing.
Oh.
Not without a 3-hour tutorial.
If you haven't read the instructions, you won't know what program to put it on.
See?
Oh, honestly.
You'd think it was like flying a plane or something.
You've got no idea how to look after yourself.
I'll manage. I'm not a kid anymore.
But, Chris, come...
Just get over it, all right? That flat's perfect for me.
No,
and anyway, it's not up to you, is it? It's my decision. And who else is going to stop me?
So where are you now?
Still in the office.
Oh, right. Well, I'll get dinner. It's only warming up leftovers anyway.
All right. I'm sorry.
It's fine. Don't worry. I'm not going to be home for a while either.
Why? What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just on my rounds, visiting parishioners.
All right. Well, I'll see you later then.
Yeah.
Love you.
Yeah, I love you too. Bye.
Alan?
Oh, Shula. Good. I was hoping I'd find you.
I'm just going to groom the horses.
No problem. How are you doing?
Hiya, Dad.
Ah, hi, Tom.
How are you getting on?
Oh, yeah, not bad.
Go on there, go on.
Oh, have you finished milking already?
Yeah, well, I took them through a little early.
It's all right for some, eh? I need to have a word, actually. It's about the pig enterprise.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
How would you feel if I brought the Tom Archer brand back to Bridge Farm?
What?
What if I wound down the herd at Home Farm and expanded the one here? Turn the whole product range organic.
But what about Brian? I thought he was dead set against that.
It wouldn't be with Brian. I just can't work with him anymore, Dad.
Things really that bad?
They're impossible. He won't listen. He doesn't even seem to care what I think, you know? Our values and ethos are completely different. I know, it's what you always said would happen.
No, I didn't mean that. Look, I know you're not happy being in business with Brian, but how are you going to get out of it?
Well, I've been thinking about that.
Evening.
Oh, hi, Helen.
I mean, the only way is to buy him out, surely.
Exactly.
Hi, Dad. I need to ask you something.
Yeah, so hang on a minute, Helen. We're talking.
Well, this won't take a sec. I want to move into the flat.
Eh?
Above the shop. I've been thinking, it's time I moved out again.
Right. I see.
And I think that flat would be ideal.
Well, I'm sorry to hear you've been so busy.
Yes.
I mean, other than that, though, how have you been keeping?
Oh, fine, fine. What business could be better?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, okay, lads. But no, in general, I can't complain. All right, Ajax, settle down, settle down.
Good, Well, I'm glad to hear that. I know some of the folks at church were worried about you.
Really?
Well, they wondered where you were. We all missed you. I just hope you're not so overloaded you can't come next week.
Alan.
Although, obviously, I understand if things are too hectic.
Please.
You never know, though. You know, an hour at church might give you that bit of space you need to cope better.
I strongly doubt it.
Sorry?
Look, Alan, I know what you're trying to do, but it's not helping.
Well, I just thought I'd see how you were.
The truth is, I don't know when I'm going to be at church again.
Right. I see. Is that because you're so busy?
Yes. Partly. But no, not entirely.
Yeah, well, I understand you've got some issues at the moment, Shula, but you're not going to resolve them by staying away. I mean, if anything, you're going to make it worse. And you're depriving yourself socially and from your spiritual life. Shula?
You're right.
So we might see you on Sunday then?
No.
But I thought...
I don't think I can come anymore.
What?
I think I need to find another church.
Shula...
You're right, Alan. I am depriving myself. Because it's not good for me. Or you, for that matter.
Oh, no, you know that's not what I meant. I don't want you to leave.
Well, neither do I.
St. Stephen's is your church.
Yes, I know. Oh, it's okay, Ajax. Oh,
maybe you need to speak to someone else. If you can't talk to me, then... Perhaps you could speak to Rachel or the bishop.
I don't think so.
You don't have to do this.
But I do. Please, Alan, I'd rather you didn't say any more.
But
Alan, please go. Look, I don't mean to be rude, but I am very busy.
Shula.
I'm sorry, but there really isn't anything left to say. And in all honesty, I do think it would be best for both of us.
No, I know. I've already phoned some of my customers.
Yeah? What did they say?
A good few of them said they'd be happy to pay more for an organic sausage.
Well, how many is a good few?
Perhaps a third.
Right.
But the point is, they all said they liked the product and wanted to keep it. Now, if I'm free of Brian to build up the business the way I want...
Am I laying a place for you?
No. I need to get home soon.
Okay.
But if I can do the things the way I want, I'm sure the revenue I make from new customers will mean I can hold down the price for existing ones.
You really think so?
For a while, yeah. I mean, I'm already picking up outlets for the Bridge Farm sausage.
True.
I'm not saying it won't be hard work, and I might have to cut down on additional labour at first, but at least I'll be in control of my own brand.
Mm.
And I won't be under constant pressure to cut corners and lower the quality.
So, how are you going to afford to buy out Brian?
I'm not looking for special favours.
I'll need to find another partner.
A fair, reasonable
someone rent. Who'll let me run things the way I want.
I'm sure Gran would be happier not to have a stranger in the flat.
Well, that's a point, Tony. Did you hear?
Hmm? What's that?
Peggy would prefer to have a member of the family about the shop.
Oh, I suppose so.
But what about you guys? Wouldn't you miss the money Helen pays for bed and board?
Oh, okay, so it's all right for you to move out.
Well, I was only saying.
Well, look, the truth is, the money really isn't an issue, as long as you think you can afford it.
Oh, well, I hardly think Mum's going to rip off her own granddaughter.
No.
Well, anyway, what do you think of Tom's plan? It's good, eh? I'm glad you've decided to go for it.
Well, I was just saying to Dad, I still need to find someone to invest.
Have you got anyone in mind?
Because, you know, we would if we could.
Yeah, absolutely. I always wanted to buy out Brian. But with the mortgage payments as high as they are...
Yeah, I know. Really, I wasn't suggesting you should stump up the money.
No, of course.
I'll find it somewhere, though. I'll have to. There's absolutely no way I'm sticking with Brian.
Hello, love.
Oh, hiya.
Oh, finally, I'm home.
Dinner will be ready in about 10 minutes.
Oh, wonderful. I'm absolutely exhausted. Mm. Alan?
What? Sorry.
Are you all right?
No, not really.
Why, what's up?
I dropped in on Shula earlier. I thought I'd check how she was.
Right.
She's decided she doesn't want to attend my services anymore.
Oh, Alan.
She's leaving St. Stephen's.
Oh, for pity's sake.
And I only went over there to try and patch things up.
No. Now, look, Alan, this has nothing to do with you. It's all about me and Shula and her jealousy.
Jealousy?
Yes. She had this close, intimate relationship with you.
No, Usha.
And now I've got
in
the way.
No, really, it's not like that. Please, love, honestly, it's not what's going on here.
Oh, then it's just plain bigotry.
No, she's in distress, love.
Alan, I'm sick of this.
No! Look, this matters to me. It really does. St. Stephen's is her church. It's where she was married. Mark's buried there. I mean, just think about what she's turning her back on.
All right, I know.
I should have been able to guide her through this spiritual crisis, not...
It's okay, Alan. I understand. I just don't think you should...
I was supposed to be there for her, Usha, as her vicar and as her friend, and I failed.
I don't think you have.
No,
I just don't know what to say. It's not as though you've done anything malicious. You had a disagreement.
Mm.
I mean, look, we all have to make decisions. You made yours, and now Shula's made hers. And, well... perhaps at another church she will find the support and reassurance she's looking for.
She shouldn't have to.
Oh, you can't succeed with everyone, Alan.
Yes, I know.
You are still glad you married me, aren't you?
What? Of course I love you and I need you. As far as I'm concerned, our marriage is a blessing. Oh, come here. Honestly, love, I need your support now more than ever.
Good.
I suppose I just never thought it would really come to this.
No.
I mean, we always knew it might be difficult.
Mm. I'm sorry she's struggling, Alan.
Right. I suppose I can't hang around here any longer. I'd better get home. Find out what we're doing for dinner.
Well, you can take some casserole if you want. There's plenty left.
No, you're all right. I expect Bren's got something planned.
Okay.
Right, catch you later then.
Yeah, bye.
See you, Tom.
Bye. Do you want anything else, Helen?
No, thanks. I need to make a phone call, actually.
Oh, right.
Do you mind if I leave you with the washing up?
No. You go. Do what you need to do.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
Well, looks like you're drying, Tony.
Well, it's all right. Just let me finish my pudding.
Poor Tom. It'd be great if he could bring his business back to the farm.
Well, we shouldn't have taken it away in the first place.
I know.
But we are where we are. I agree, it would be terrific.
Not going to be easy, though. Not if he wants to find someone who won't interfere.
Or who wants to take the range organic.
Mm.
Still, it's exciting about Helen.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think so?
No, I do. It's just...
What?
Oh... I know she's been so much better with her diet, but I do like to keep an eye on her. Make sure she's eating properly.
Yes, of course.
I just know if she's living on her own, I'll be worried she's going to start losing weight again.
Oh, I don't think so.
No?
No. She was so down on herself then. I think the fact that she feels ready to move out shows how far she's come.
Yeah, maybe.
Look, love, I know you want to protect her. I do too.
Oh, I know you do.
But maybe that means we need to let go a bit.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right. Just makes me anxious.
Yes, of course. But I've got a good feeling. She's so excited about it.
Yeah, isn't she?
Hmm. I suppose all I need to do now is check that it's okay with Mum.
All right, love. I'm off to meet Mike.
Oh, okay.
I expect I'll just... stay for a pint or two.
Oh, that's fine.
Mm. Oh, about our anniversary.
Yeah.
I thought perhaps that new Thai place at Loxley Barrett. They do takeaway. Might be something unusual.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Oh, great. Well, I'll be off then.
Oh, actually, Neil, before you go, we need to talk about Chris. I really don't want him moving into that flat, you
Susan.
Know. I know what you said, but he's not old enough.
He's 20, for goodness sake. When do you think he'll be old enough?
It's not about age, Neil. It's about maturity. He doesn't know how to cook or work the boiler.
He'll have to learn.
And what about bills? He's bound to forget to pay his council tax or electricity.
Well, then don't you think it's time you cut the apron strings and let him find out?
Neil, this isn't funny.
Look, it's not as if he's going to be a million miles away. He'll only be above the shop. Oh,
and that's another thing. I am not having him playing his music when the shop's open. The floor's only thin. He could run riot up
there. Susan, Susan, give the boy a bit of credit. Who do you expect to get living above the shop, eh? The Pope?
No.
Well, at least he'll be around to help you with heavy stock and lifting boxes.
Oh, if he's ever in. He's out again tonight, drinking with his friends.
Well, then, you've got nothing to worry about. Really, love, I know you don't want to see him go.
It's got nothing to do with that.
But it's time Christopher started taking care of himself.
But, Neil, you...
Look, I've got to go. Oh. Stop fretting. Chris will be fine.
It's okay, Mike.
No.
I can come back for the glass.
There you go. Neil can buy us the next one. He should be here soon.
Cheers. Hey, Jason were in earlier. Says he's working up at your place.
Yeah, that's right. He's doing the decorating.
Well, you must be almost finished then. If you're putting paint on the walls.
Well, got a way to go yet. But a lot of Roy and Ailey's side of the house hasn't been touched, so Jason's sprucing it up.
All right. Well, that's good news, huh? Mm. We're going to miss your trade when the house is finally finished, right?
Don't worry. Won't get rid of me that easily.
Oh, Mike.
Ah, Neil, perfect timing. It's your round.
Ah, is it? Well, give me a minute. Here. Have a look at that.
What's this, then?
It's the details of the hotel I'm taking Susan to. You know, for our anniversary.
Yeah. Oh, that looks posh.
It didn't come cheap. Ooh. But then it's got a spa and a pool.
Very nice.
And it's close to Hyde Park.
She's going to love that.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm going to pack her best dress and pick her up after work. Emma's in the shop the next day, so that's covered. And I've asked Tom if he can take care of the pigs, so we don't have to come back until the evening.
You've got this all worked out, haven't you?
Well, that's the plan. All being well, Susan won't guess a thing until I pull up outside the shop.
Very good. Well, you better have your details back. Now, what about them drinks?
Yeah, all right. I just need to find my wallet.
Evening.
Oh, hi, Tony. How are you doing?
Oh, fine. I buy anyone a drink.
No, don't worry. Neil's getting them. Aren't you, Neil?
Yes. Actually, Tony, I'm glad to see you. There's something I need to talk to you about.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Our Christopher has asked if he can move in above the shop. He's very keen. And I reckon it could work out quite well. What do you reckon, eh? Would that be possible?
Well, actually, Neil, we've already decided that Helen's going to have the flat.
What?
But... Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, when did this happen?
Oh, she mentioned it yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well.
Oh, you should have said. If I'd known Chris was interested.
So, you going to the bar, Neil?
But Chris only told us a couple of days ago.
I don't know what to say. We've promised Helen now.
Look, I'm sure we can sort this out over a couple of pints.
Have you spoken to your mum?
Hey?
I mean, really, it's her decision, isn't it?
Well, yes, but I didn't want to bother mum about this. That's the whole reason we took on the flat.
Oh, forget it.
So she wouldn't have to worry.
I'll go then, shall I?
Yeah, cheers, Mike.
Yeah, I reckon I'm going to die of thirst otherwise. Jolene, looks like I'm buying me own drinks.
Sure, yeah.
3 points. Oh, I'm telling you, them two should stop bickering and get their priorities right.
Why? What are they arguing about?
Oh, just the flat. You know, the one Neil's been doing up.
Of course. What about it?
Well, apparently Chris had his eye on it, but they've already decided Helen's moving in.
Helen is?
Yeah, they're keeping it in the family.
Yeah, but hold on. Susan showed Fallon round the flat last week. She didn't say anything about Helen moving in. Well, or Chris, for that matter.
Well, I think they've only just found out.
Oh, for...
What?
I told Fallon she'd better speak to Peggy Sharpish.
Jolene?
Oh, hang on.
No, where are you going? What about my Shires?
I'll be back in a minute.
Disputing that, Tony, but me and Chris have done all that work on the flat.
Yeah, and you've done a great job.
Hey, Tony!
Well, shouldn't that count for something?
What's all this about Helen moving into the flat?
Hey? Chris should at least have an equal chance of getting it.
Yeah, exactly. And if Chris does, then so should Fallon.
Fallon? Yeah.
She'd like to move into the flat too.
Oh, for goodness sake.
She's got her heart set on it. She was so impressed with what you've done with it, Neil.
Oh. Cheers.
Yeah, and it's so hard for young folk round here to find a place of their own.
Yeah, you must have realised there'd be other people interested, Tony.
Well, I hadn't really thought.
We're only asking you to be fair. Not all of us are lucky enough to have parents with a spare flat on their hands.
Here, listen, Jolene, what's going on with these points?
Yeah, hold on.
Look, if you ain't going to pull them, can't you call Sid or something?
Yeah, in a minute, Mike.
I just think you should consider other people before dishing things out to your own family.
Oh,
look, I can see where you're coming from.
You're not still going on.
Helen has her heart set on it too. I can't go back on that now.
Well, what about Susan? I mean, she manages the shop. Doesn't she get a say?
Yeah, and don't forget Fallon. She'd make a very responsible tenant.
But then why can't you just draw lots for it?
Eh?
Or pull a name out of a hat. At least then no one can complain.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an idea.
No, hang on a second.
No, seriously, Tony. It's the only way to be fair. And well, you're right. We can't ask your mum.
Yeah, she'd just feel she had to give it to Helen, wouldn't she?
Yeah, exactly. At least this way, no one can accuse you of nepotism.
Nepotism?
Yeah, who's got a pen?
Oh, here, I have.
Tart.
What do you need a pen for?
To write the names down. Look, we can use these beer mats. And then one of us can pick one at random.
Yeah.
Mike, could you do that?
Oh, yeah, if it means I'll get my point.
Well, I'm not sure about this.
Come on, just write Helen's name. She might still get it, OK?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Everyone happy?
Yeah.
All right, turn them over. Now, Mike, you better not look.
Oh,
well, then let's mix them up a bit, eh?
That's it.
What am I doing?
Can I turn round yet?
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
Okay. Pick one.
Okay.
Think about it.
Don't try and influence him.
No, I'm not. I'm just telling him to choose carefully.
Well, it doesn't make no difference, does it? I'll go for this one. And the flat goes to...
Oh, come on, Mike. Hurry up.
Christopher.
Oh!
Sorry, Tony.
So, now I've sorted that out, who's getting the round in? Neil?
No, I can't, I'm afraid. Hey? Chris should be home by now. I want to go and tell him.
Oh, well, Tony, then.
I'm not really in the mood for a drink anymore. Think I'll head back as well.
Right.
Bye, Tony.
Yeah, see you.
Jolene, come on, you'll buy me a pint. You'd have been arguing all night if it hadn't been for me.
You must be joking. You just lost my Falloner flat.
What?
I reckon you can pay for your own drinks, Mike.
Oh.
Oh, Christopher, is that you? Huh. Oh, hello, love.
Oh. Chris, not back?
No, not yet.
Oh.
Why? Do you need him for something?
Yeah, I've got some good news.
Hmm?
I met Tony in the pub. And the flat's Christopher's if he wants it.
What?
Oh, I feel a little guilty, actually. Tony was going to let Helen have it.
Well, then why isn't he?
We ended up drawing beer mats for it.
Beer mats? Who did? You and Tony?
And Jolene.
Jolene?
Yeah, Fallon wanted the flat too.
Neil!
What?
What did you think you were doing?
Hmm?
You know we haven't decided yet.
What do you mean, decided? We can't stop Chris from moving out.
No, but you didn't have to be his accomplice. Oh, honestly.
Listen, Susan.
I can't believe you've done this.
He's a grown man. I was only trying to help. Oh, that must be him coming in now.
Neil, hold on. You can't do this.
It's not our decision, Susan.
But look. Oh, my goodness.
Chris, are you okay?
What on earth was that?
What did you think you were doing, Dad?
Oh, Helen.
I can't believe you gambled my flat away.
It wasn't exactly gambling.
No? Well, what do you call it?
Well, being even-handed. Neil accused me of nepotism.
So? It's not his flat, is it?
Well, no.
Or yours, for that matter. I mean, you had no right.
Yeah, and I regretted it straight away. They made me feel so responsible, though.
Oh, and you didn't think how I'd feel?
Well, I hoped you'd win.
I was so looking forward to moving in, Dad. That flat was going to be a whole new start for me.
Yes, I know.
Well, you're going to have to tell Neil you've made a mistake.
Oh, Helen, I can't.
Why not?
We made a deal. Oh, look, if you really want to move out, I'm sure we can help you find somewhere.
What, in Ambridge? That I can afford on my own?
Yeah, well, that might be more difficult.
Talk to Neil.
And say what?
I don't know the truth. That you were wrong, that you were completely out of order to do what you did.
He's not going to be happy.
Do I care?
Oh, but Helen, Neil is a friend.
Oh, and I suppose not upsetting him is more important than upsetting me now, is it?
No, of course not.
Well, then.
Oh, look, sweetheart, I know you're right.
So you're going to tell Neil you've changed your mind?
It's just a bit tricky.
Aren't you, Dad?
Susan?
Oh, what are you doing there?
How is he? Is he all right?
Oh, he's completely out of it. Goodness knows how much he's had to drink. I only just got him into bed.
I've cleaned up the mess in the hall.
I suppose my lamp's broken.
Well, if you turn the crack towards the wall, it's not too noticeable.
Oh, wonderful. Huh. And you still think he's responsible enough to live on his own?
Shh,
look at him, Neil.
Let's just close the door.
I am not having that living above my shop. What if he gets himself into that state and staggers downstairs?
Well, we have to let him make mistakes.
Not if he's going to upset my customers.
Susan,
you know what it's going to be like. He'll be out every night, eating takeaways, having friends over, turning that flat into a big sty.
You could be right.
Much rather have Helen or Fallon up there.
Yeah, but Tony's already agreed he can have it.
Well, then you'll have to tell him we've changed our minds.
And what happens when Chris finds out?
Well, he doesn't have to, does he?
Oh, I don't know, Susan. That's a bit underhand.
It was up to Chris to talk to Tony. Well, if he hasn't done it yet,
yes, but he has to move out sometime.
Not now. And not above my shop. So, tomorrow, you're going to go and find Tony and tell him we've decided Chris isn't moving out.
But, Susan...
Aren't you, Neil?
Can you see? I think it must have been a badger. There's footprints all around the hive.
They go after the honey, don't they? Well, that's that then.
There's no way you can save it.
No, look at it. The hive's completely destroyed. I might be able to fix some of the frames, but I don't think so. And after all my effort to keep them free of varroa...
I know.
I've been worried about them as it is. It didn't even cross my mind that this would happen.
But at least the other three hives are okay. They haven't been touched.
I suppose.
So it could have been worse.
Except I'm not sure how healthy they are. Badgers only normally attack weak or dead hives, so if this one was dying...
Or it could mean they're all right.
I think I'm going to have to check inside. Oh, I'm sorry. It's just so demoralising.
Of course.
You go on. I'm sure you've got things you need to be getting on with.
No, I'll help you clear up. And what do you think about Shula? Usha was telling me about it yesterday. That's a pretty bold step she's taken.
What step? What are you talking about?
Oh, haven't you heard?
Heard what?
Shula's decided to leave St. Stephen's. She's going to look for another church.
No, she hasn't.
I think she told Alan on Monday.
I don't believe it. What's she done that for?
I'm sorry, Jill. I just presumed you knew.
I know it's cheeky, but you're impossible to buy for, Tony. I thought if I ask, then at least you'll get something you want for your birthday.
I'll have to think about it, Lillian.
But is there nothing that springs to mind?
Well, I could do with a new clutch pedal for the MG.
Not something where I'm going to have to find a grotty little shop and ask some dreary Jeremy Clarkson look-alike.
Then I don't know, Lillian.
Oh, darling, you must be able to think of something. Look, are there any books or DVDs you might like?
No.
Some aftershave?
I don't wear it.
Well, how about a new razor, then? Or some nice cufflinks? Or a box of wine?
Yeah. That'll be fine.
Well, which one?
Oh, any of them.
Oh, Tony!
No, I'm sorry, Lillian. I've got a lot on my mind. And I'm in a rush. I just can't think at the moment.
Oh, all right, all right. Oh, there's the front door. Look, if you do think of something, will you let me know?
Yes.
Otherwise, you're going to end up with cashmere socks again.
Okay, bye then.
Bye. Oh, all right, all right. Hold your horses. I'm here now. Chalky.
Hello, Lillian.
Stephen. How lovely. Well, this is unexpected. What are you doing here?
Well, I was hoping I might catch Matt in.
Matt? Oh,
No, darling, no, he's still in London.
Oh, I thought he was coming back this morning.
No, not until tomorrow.
Oh, right, I must have got my days mixed up.
Was it important?
Well, I could have done with having a chat.
Well, you can always call him on his mobile.
To be honest, this would probably be better face-to-face.
Oh.
Never mind, though, he'll keep.
Yeah.
Sorry to disturb you.
Look, would you like a coffee? Only if you've got time, of course, but at least then it won't be a completely wasted trip.
Yes, thank you, if you don't mind.
No, it'll be a pleasure. Come on in.
I am sorry, Neil.
No, I understand, Shula. I mean, it's obviously a shame.
And I do feel bad. I know you've just started to build up the ringing team.
Yes.
But if I'm travelling all the way to Felpisham...
Yes, of course, yeah.
I've always enjoyed the services at the cathedral, and I know quite a few of the people there now, with Daniel being at the school, so...
Right. Well, if you feel that's what you need to do...
I'd like to come to practice, though, and I can still ring at weddings and any other one-off events.
Oh, right. So we haven't lost you completely, then?
No. No, it's just the ordinary services I won't be able to do anymore.
Well, that's something, isn't it?
I hope that's okay.
Yes, of course.
It's just unfortunate. Oh, doorbell's rung. I'd better go.
Yeah, fine.
Apologies again, Neil. I really do hate having to let you down.
No. Don't worry.
I'm sorry. Bye, then.
Yeah. Bye, Shula. Tony!
Morning, Neil. Is this a good time?
I'm glad you've called round, actually. I need to talk to you.
Ah.
It's about the flat.
Yes, that's what I need to talk to you about. I've
spoken to Susan.
Yeah, well, I've spoken to Helen.
And we've had a good, long, hard think.
I'm not sure we did the wisest thing last night.
Susan agreed.
I hadn't really thought it through.
And neither had I.
So I've decided...
Look, I'm sorry to mess you about.
Well, I hope you don't mind.
But... I don't think that Christopher should move into the flat.
Oh, you don't?
No. If he ever hopes to own a place of his own, he should be saving for a deposit.
Ah, yeah, I see.
We just thought it was best if he stayed at home.
Ah, right. Mm. Well...
You do understand?
Oh, yes, of course.
It was a bit of a daft way to decide it anyway.
Yes.
I mean, 'tis your mum's flat. Yeah. It's only right, really, that Helen should have it.
Yeah. Well, as long as you're sure...
Yeah, absolutely. Just... one thing, though.
Yes?
I haven't actually mentioned it to Chris that he won the flat.
Ah, right.
You won't say anything to him, will you?
No. Not if you don't want me to.
Well, I think it's for the best. I'm not sure how pleased he'd be if he found out we stopped him getting it.
Ah, yeah, sure.
I'll just tell him Helen's moving in. I mean, as long as you're happy with that.
Yes, oh, it was terrific.
Good, yeah. I was a bit worried.
No. That's fine.
Well, thanks for coming over.
Right.
After the fuss I made last night, I thought you might be annoyed.
No, of course not. You're a mate. I couldn't be happier.
How is it?
Delicious. So much better than that muck we have back at the office. Oh,
good. It's Matt's pride and joy. I don't think he'd manage in the mornings without his trusty coffee maker.
I don't blame him.
So, what do you need to see him for?
Oh, just some business stuff, yeah.
Oh, right. Nothing I should be worried about?
No. Well, I don't think so.
Good.
Why? Has Matt been giving you the impression there might be?
Well, in a way. It's just he's been... so self-absorbed. I can tell he's under an awful lot of pressure.
Ah, so you've noticed that too.
Why? Do you agree?
He does seem to be very stressed at the moment.
Well, I mean, he just tells me it's because of the recession.
Well, obviously conditions aren't ideal.
No. But it's nothing more than that.
Well,
I'm sorry, Steve.
No,
I don't mean to pry, but Matt's mood has been so unpredictable recently. I've been fretting about what might really be wrong.
Do you really want to know what I think, Lillian?
Oh, yes, Stephen, yes, I do.
I think all Matt needs is a good break. I mean, he's overworking himself. He's completely exhausted.
Oh, yes, you're right, he is.
It's not good for him. A couple of weeks abroad, you know, somewhere nice and sunny where he can unwind and get his head straight.
Absolutely, a holiday. That's a brilliant idea.
I mean, just to get away from this horrible English weather, you know.
And you are sure that there's nothing else?
Look, whatever problems the business might have, they'll still be here when he gets back. And he'll be able to deal with them a whole lot better if he's had a rest.
Yes, that's true. I mean, we could go to the Canary Islands or the Bahamas.
Wherever. Just as long as he's far away from here.
Oh, thank you, Stephen. Oh, it's such a relief to know it's not just me. If you think he's overdoing it too.
I'm just saying what I see, Lillian. Obviously, you know better than I do.
No. You're spot on. I'll sort it out. Don't you worry.
Good. Any idea when you might be able to get away?
Well, by the sounds of it, we should go as soon as possible.
But, Shula, don't you think you're being a bit rash?
No, Mum.
You have such deep connections with St. Stephen's. You don't want to turn your back on all that, surely?
Mum.
And for what? It can't be that hard to make things up with Alan.
Oh, it's not a case of making
up... He's a wonderful vicar. I know you don't want to leave the parish, really.
Please, Mum.
Couldn't you think again?
Oh, just stop it. I've made my decision. I'd like to leave it now.
Right, love. I'm not attacking you. It just came as a shock, I suppose, and my day didn't get off to the best of starts.
Your day?
I just think it's a shame what you're doing, Shula. Is Daniel going to go to Felpersham with you?
I don't expect so. I mean, obviously, if he wants to.
I suppose he can always come to our church on his own. We'll be there.
Well, that's entirely up to him. You know he doesn't go every Sunday. And to be honest, I'm not really worried about that. He gets plenty of religious instruction at school.
Yes, I suppose.
I've made this decision for myself. It's not about anyone else.
OK. If that's what you feel you need to do.
Yes, I do. Oh, look, Mum, I'm not saying Alan's a bad man or doesn't believe in what he's saying.
No, I know.
But I really think this is the best solution for everyone.
Fine, you may be right. A little time away from St. Stephen's may be exactly what you need. And after a while, who knows?
Yes.
You may realise how much you miss it.
Well, we'll see. For the time being, I'm happy going to the cathedral.
Fair enough.
In fact, I'm quite looking forward to it. I'll be able to sit at the back and just enjoy the service and not have to worry about anything else.
All right, darling.
And at this precise moment, I can't think of anything I'd like more.
Well, thanks for dropping round, Stephen.
No, it's been good to chat.
Yeah.
Matt never listens to a word I say. Let's hope you can do better, eh?
Well, I'll get working on him just as soon as he gets back.
Great. Wherever it is you go on holiday, make sure he can't get near a phone or a computer.
Oh, no.
I don't want him calling me from his deck chair.
Well, I'll lock his mobile in my luggage if I have to.
Ah, very cunning.
Well, I have my methods.
I can tell. I'm glad I've got you on the case. Seriously, though, Lillian, just make sure he relaxes. I'm perfectly capable of dealing with everything while he's gone.
Marvellous. Well, thanks again, Stephen. It's nice to know you're as concerned as I am.
That's his own worst enemy. If he'd only realised, he didn't have to handle everything himself.
Yes, well, he won't have a choice this time. I'm dragging him on holiday, whether he likes it or not.
Would you mind holding the door open, David?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. Thought it might be useful if I took the dimensions ahead of the meeting.
Right.
Might help inform our decision. So that's,
It's just a shame we have to make a decision at all.
Oh, I know. The traditional red telephone box. It's an icon of England.
Yeah. Still, there's no way the parish council could have justified the £500 to keep it working.
Oh, no.
And I suppose a quid for the box is quite a bargain. Now we've just got to decide what we want to do with it.
Ah, now... I've been thinking about that.
Are you done?
Oh, yes, thank you. I've been doing a bit of research on the internet.
Linda, watch out! You all right?
Yes. Yes, thank you, David, I am. But honestly, he almost knocked me clean off my feet.
Yeah, he was going a bit fast.
That
Matthew Crawford!
Sorry.
Were you even looking where you were driving?
Well, you don't expect people to be coming out of the phone box, do you? Excuse me.
Well, really?
I think I'd leave it, Linda.
But it
doesn't look in the best of moods.
That's no excuse.
Yeah, but still.
No, you're quite right. I need to go and unlock the hall anyway. Put the chairs out for the meeting.
Okay. Well, I'll be up there soon.
I'll see you shortly then.
Right.
Good evening, Tom.
Hi, Linda. Oh, that was Matt going into the shop, wasn't it?
Yes.
Right.
So I'd stay out of there for a while.
Oh?
Well, I think he's liable to mow down anything in his path. Why, do you need him for something?
Yeah. I've been trying to get hold of him for a few days, actually.
Oh?
Yeah, I've got a business proposition for him.
Business? With Matt?
Well, it's more of an investment, really.
Well, I'd be careful, mate, after all the trouble he caused us with the biodigester.
No, I know, but I'm hoping he might be more of a silent partner.
Silent? Well, if you can pull it off, the more you can keep Matt's fingers out of it, the better. Sorry, Tom, I don't mean to be so dismissive.
No.
It's just that I'm far too well aware of what Matt can be like. But I'm sure it depends on what the business is.
Well, whatever. As things stand, I don't have much of a choice. Ah, Matt. I was hoping I'd catch you.
Not now, Tom.
Did you get my messages?
I got them.
So would it be possible to have a quick word?
Didn't you hear? I said later, all right?
Yeah, sure.
I'd like to get home.
Well, perhaps I could...
Well, there you go. If you're looking for a silent partner, that's a pretty good start.
Gonna get a kiss?
Yeah, of course. Sorry.
Lovely to have you back, darling. How were your meetings?
Fine. Do you want a drink? I bought some more tonic. G&T, vodka and soda.
Darling, I can't. I've got a parish council meeting.
Oh.
You sure you're all right?
Yeah, I'm just knackered. I was looking forward to a relaxing night together.
Oh, I know, darling, but I won't be long. Put your feet up and have something to eat. There's wild smoked salmon in the fridge.
Oh, right.
And I'll be back before you know it. Plus...
What?
When I do get back, I've got a little surprise for you.
I'm not sure I'm in the mood for surprises, Lily.
No, darling, you'll like this one. I'll see you in a bit.
Yeah, okay. I love you, Pushcat.
You too.
I mean, a lot of it's local stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Been quite a few thefts recently.
Oh, yeah? Sounds like you've got your hands full. What with the NFU and chair in the meeting tonight?
Well, at least Derek's only on holiday for a couple of weeks.
Ah, well, good for you.
Sorry, everyone. Sorry I'm late.
Oh,
I came as fast as I could. Mm-hmm. Anyway... By looks of it, I'm not the last to arrive.
Yeah, no. Derek's in Portugal and Christine's got a cold.
Oh, right.
So we were just waiting for you.
And you're here now, so we can begin.
Okay, righto.
Oh. Neil, are you all right taking the minutes?
Yeah, fine.
Great, thanks. All right. Well, the first item on the agenda is the old telephone
box. Yes, I've been making some inquiries into that area.
Yeah, hold on, Linda.
Can see from these pictures, the beloved Gilbert Scott telephone box can be employed for a variety of creative uses. What's this?
This one looks like it's melting into the ground.
Yes. That's an installation by the gorilla artist Banksy. Mm-hmm. There's also one of a box being murdered with a pickaxe.
Murdered?
Yes.
Yeah, I got that one.
But what's this got to do with us?
Well, the point I'm trying to make, Neil, is that although the traditional red box may be defunct, it still has the power to resonate as a work of art.
Oh, Lord.
And is that what you want us to do with it?
Oh, why not?
Oh, honestly.
It could be Ambridge's own Angel of the North. Well, have you got any better ideas?
Well, actually, I have.
All right, so I'll make it quick.
Yeah, of course.
It's been a long, long day.
I understand. And thanks for seeing me.
Well?
Right, yeah. Well, as you'll know, Brian bought into my sausage business a while ago now. And it's doing pretty well. We keep around 75 fattening pigs up at Home Farm, and we've got a good, strong customer base and a healthy turnover.
Right, so?
Well, the thing is, Brian and I have been having a few disagreements recently.
What has any of this got to do with me?
I was hoping you might want to... to help me buy Brian out.
Well, you mean invest?
Yeah. Like I say, the profits are pretty healthy, and with a move into organics...
Do I look like I'm interested in making bangers?
The point is, you don't have to worry about making anything. Only money. It's a popular brand, Matt, with loads of potential. If you can just help me get Brian out of my
Tom, look...
I know I can build this into a really successful business.
I'm not interested.
You can leave everything to me. It's not as if it's a massive outlay. This could be a great little investment
Enough.
For you.
Look, I'm sorry, Tom, but I've got a lot on my mind at the moment without thinking about any new investments.
Yeah,
especially
but...
when the main reason seems to be so you can stick two fingers up at your uncle.
But if you just look at the figures...
No, I'm sorry, I can't. Look, I don't mean to
No, no.
That's fine. You just caught me at the wrong time. It's bad luck for you.
Yeah, I understand.
But I can't help.
Fair enough.
Not right now, anyway. So, if you don't mind.
No, of course. I'll leave you to it.
But that's the beauty of my idea. It will be a tourist attraction in itself.
No one's going to come to see a telephone box, no matter how much you tart it up. At least if we turn it into an information booth, it would still have a use.
All art is quite useless, Oscar Wilde.
Yeah, I think that's Lillian's point, actually.
Yes, but that doesn't mean it's without value.
The point is, if we use it as a tourist office, we can put up information for nearby attractions and posters for local events.
Which will all end up in a mess on the floor.
Well, not if someone looks after it.
And what about adverts for more disreputable attractions?
Isn't Soho, Linda?
To be honest, why can't we just keep the thing locked? You know, maybe put some flowers around it. Keep it nice, like dear old Martha used to.
No. I think now that we bought the box, we ought to use it for something.
Yes, let's have a little ambition, people.
All right. Look, we better put this to the vote. All those who'd like to run a competition to convert the telephone box into a piece of public art, raise your hand. And those who prefer to see it used as a tourist information booth... The booth it is, then.
Well, I must say, I think that's very unimaginative of you.
Well, I'm sorry, Linda.
You never know. You took the measurements. Might turn out to be the world's smallest tourist office.
Oh.
That would be an attraction.
Right, so can we move on to the next item, Matt?
Well, shouldn't we decide who's going to maintain it?
Oh.
It would need keeping a constant eye on, and someone will need to vet the advertisements. Lillian?
What?
Well, it was your idea.
No, I can't. I'm far too busy. Out here?
Oh, just enjoying some peace and quiet. And a fine cigar.
You know, they haven't banned you from smoking in your own home yet.
Oh, no.
It's freezing.
Come here. That better?
Oh, yeah.
So, how did your meeting go?
Just the usual nonsense. Linda and her harebrained ideas taking up double the time they need.
Oh, dear.
My idea for the telephone box went through in the end. I'm going to ask Christine to set up a subcommittee to run it. But you're not interested in that.
No, I am.
You're not. You want to know about your surprise.
Oh.
Well, it's not so much a surprise as a suggestion. How do you fancy going away somewhere?
What?
Well, I've found a lovely-looking villa in a little village on Lanzarote, and it's available until the end of the month.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I can't go on holiday now. Things are far too tight at the moment.
Which is exactly why I think you need to get away.
can see what you're doing to yourself, Matt.
I'm working to keep my businesses afloat.
Darling, you are pale, you're moody, you're losing weight.
Well, you're always going on. I should drop a few pounds.
Yes, but not because of stress. Look, I'm only saying this because I'm worried about you.
Well, don't be.
And so, Stephen.
Sorry.
I spoke to him yesterday. He's worried about you too.
You spoke to Chalky about me?
Yeah. Well, I didn't seek him out. He just dropped round.
Oh, right. And between the two of you, you decided I'd be better off stuck on the side of a swimming pool.
Stephen thinks you need to take your mind off your work.
I bet he does.
Well, he says he can look after everything while we're gone.
If you think I'm leaving anything in that man's hands, you've got another think coming. Yes. I wouldn't let him order the paper clips on his own.
Darling.
I'm serious, Lillian. Stephen Chalkman's not getting rid of me that easily.
It's okay.
Oh, watch out.
Ah, come on. Oh, shut up.
You're going to get us run over.
We made it, didn't we?
So where now?
Well, this is it.
What? Oh, no, we're not going in here, are we?
Well, why not? One of the nicest restaurants in Gloucester.
But I'm not dressed up enough. We didn't say you were taking somewhere so posh.
Well, I thought I'd try and do better than chips and a kebab.
I will.
Oh, what are you worried about? You look great. Come on. Well, I wanted to give you a treat.
Well, it does look nice.
Exactly. And I'm starving. Let's stop staring and get some dinner.
Hold on a sec.
What?
My hair's all over the place.
Ready now?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, come on then.
This is Tom Archer. I can't answer the phone right now, so leave a message and I'll try to get back to you as soon as possible.
Oh, there you are.
Huh?
I was wondering where you'd got to. Lillian's gone.
Has she?
Hmm. You skulked away as soon as she arrived.
Well, I could tell she wanted one of her chats.
Oh, Brian.
She doesn't want to talk to me, does she?
Actually, you might have been able to shed some light.
Huh?
Ah, it's Matt. He's in a terrible mood, apparently. Stressing about his business and money worries.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
So, he hasn't said anything to you, then?
No. Actually, I suppose there was a funny atmosphere between him and Chalky.
And Stephen?
Yeah, the Borchester Land meeting this morning.
Oh? What kind of atmosphere?
Well, I don't know, do I? I'm not a mind reader.
Right.
Now, where's Rory? Time he was going to bed.
He's playing in the sitting room.
Right.
Darling, are you okay?
Yes, sorry. It's just this business with the supermarket. I've been trying to contact Tom.
And?
Well, either he's lost his phone or he's not picking up.
Oh, dear.
I mean, it's not vital, but Gareth wants to know when we can make our first delivery. I thought I ought to at least confirm it with Tom.
Of course you should, Brian.
I did tell Gareth I'd get back to him by the end of the day.
Well, have you left a message?
Like I say, not yet.
Ah, I mean for Tom.
Oh, no.
Well, maybe you should. Just try him again. You never know, you might get hold of him this time.
Yeah, all right.
I'll go and get Rory ready for bed.
Fine.
Will you come up and read him a story?
Yes, I'll be up.
Thanks. Tom? Oh.
What?
Your phone's ringing.
Yeah, I know. It's Brian.
Aren't you going to answer it?
What's the point? Whenever we speak, he only ignores me anyway.
Oh, Tom.
It's Friday night. I really can't be bothered with him now.
Look, sweetheart, I know you're upset about Matt. I don't know what's got into him at the moment. He's snapping at everyone. You could always try again.
Oh, yeah, and get another roasting.
Oh, when he's in a better mood. You said yourself he was tired.
I don't know.
Or you could look for someone else.
No.
It wouldn't hurt to ask.
Let's face it, no one's going to want to invest in a little organic pig enterprise. Especially not in this climate. I'm stuck with Brian. Ah, speak of the devil.
Is that him?
He's left a message now.
Well, don't you think you should listen? You never know, he might have called to apologise, to say he's gone too far.
You reckon?
He knows what you feel about the supermarket. He can't go on ignoring you forever.
I suppose. Whatever it is, it can't put me in any worse a mood.
That's it, Tom. Always look on the bright side.
Hmm.
Stick it on speakerphone so I can listen.
Yeah, all right, hang on.
Tom? Brian here. Listen, I'd appreciate it if you could ring me back. I've been trying to get in touch all day. I thought you'd want to be kept abreast of progress regarding the supermarket deal. ASAP, please. This is quite urgent. Bye now.
Unbelievable.
Tom...
So he can't carry on ignoring me, hey? Sounds like he's doing a pretty good job to me.
No, I shouldn't.
Oh, go on. Well, I can't have any more.
I'll be drunk. Hope that's not what you're intending.
I just want you to enjoy yourself. How's the cheesecake?
Oh, really good. Here, try a bit.
Mmm.
Oh, it's just a shame you have to drive me home.
Yeah, I know. But it's awkward back at my place.
No, I understand.
I'm not sure how my boss would take it if I brought you down for breakfast.
Well, it's the same for me. Bet Mum will still be awake when I get home.
If only we were living together.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No.
Well, I didn't mean to.
No, you're right. It would be great. It's just...
A lot to think about, I know.
Oh, there's Jake for a start. He's so settled at school and...
Loxley Barrett's very good.
I'm sure it is, but... Oh, he likes his teacher and all his friends are there.
Oh, he'll make new ones. And it would be better for Jake to go to the same school as the other kids in the village.
Yeah, that's true. I suppose I should really put his name down.
Yeah. I mean, you still don't have to send him if you don't want to. But at least you'll know you've got a place. What?
Nothing.
No, come on. What are you smiling about?
I don't know. I just never thought we'd ever be like this again. It's...
A bit scary?
No. Wonderful.
I'm glad you think so.
Oh, why do we have to live with other people? Don't they ever go away for the night?
I know. Well, do you want anything else?
Oh, no. Not unless you want a fatso for a girlfriend.
I wouldn't mind.
Oh, shut up.
Coffee, then?
Yeah, all right. And then I suppose we'll have to go.
Blimey, Tom. Need a crowbar to loosen these muscles.
Oh, keep going. It's nice.
Oh, sorry. You really are tense. Listen, honey, you need to remember, not everything's bad. I mean, Bridge Farm's in the family now, and you've got your pigs there. You can do whatever you want with them.
I know.
And Helen had that good news last week. You know?
Yeah.
It's really great she can start making sterling gold again.
Mm. Did I tell you Gran's agreed for her to move into the flat?
No.
Not that she was going to refuse.
Helen must be thrilled.
Yeah.
Come on. You must be pleased for her.
Yeah, of course. I didn't mean...
What?
Well, you're right. I should be more positive.
Is that enough?
Oh, yeah, thanks. It's just... It's as if I can't escape. All I want is to be in control of my own business.
I think you need to speak to Brian. He said he wants to talk.
Oh, keep me abreast.
Well, whatever. You're not going to sort this out otherwise.
Well, I'm not calling him now.
Why not? Isn't that late?
He can wait. Let's face it, if he wants my help with the supermarket, he's going to have to be waiting a hell of a lot longer.
Oh.
Well, isn't he?
I don't think it helps if you aggravate him. What was it Adam said?
Hmm?
A while ago now, about sticking to your guns.
Oh, yeah.
Lay it on the line. You're the one with the experience. Tell him why you think it's a bad idea.
I've done all that, Brenda. He won't listen.
Well, then tell him again.
Oh, I'll see. Look, can we get off the subject? I can't think about it anymore.
Sure. Okay.
I'm sick of it.
All right. I just think you need to remember that you're still Brian's business partner. You still have a say. He can't do this without you.
Sorry, you all right?
Yeah, it's just the handbrake. Don't think this is in the driving test.
Come here.
Well.
I know. Well, we could always go back to the house in Ambridge.
But it'd be cold and damp.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, you know I want to.
No, it's fine.
It just... Oh, it wouldn't feel right, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I feel like we're a couple of teenagers. Oh, it is a beautiful night, though.
So, when am I going to see you again? Well, I suppose Monday isn't that far away.
Monday?
Yeah, for my birthday party.
Oh, so you know about that?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, that's all right, then. I wasn't sure if Clary wanted it to be a surprise.
No, she rang and told me.
Oh, you could have said.
So, are you going to bring Jake and Mia?
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, great. Georgie's going to be there.
Oh, right.
So that'll be fun for them?
Yeah.
I thought it was nice of my mum to ask.
Yeah, it was. I was a bit terrified when she called. I didn't quite know what she was going to say.
Well, I think she's trying to make an effort.
Mm.
She does like you, you know.
Oh, I hope so. It was sweet of her.
Monday, then?
Yeah.
Although, we could stay here a little bit longer.
Will?
Oh.
Stop it.
Oh, you don't need to go back yet.
Yes. Yes, I do. I need to get back. Oh, I think you'd better take me home.
Oh, you're not still working, are you?
I'm just sending a few emails.
Did you speak to Tom?
No, he hasn't called.
Perhaps you're right. He could have lost his mobile.
Nah, he's playing silly beggars.
Well, then maybe you need to think again.
Eh?
I know I've said this before, and you bit my head off then, darling, but he obviously feels very strongly. And if he won't change his mind... Maybe you're the one who's going to have to back down.
Impossible.
Oh, now don't get proud.
No, honestly, it can't be done. I've already emailed the supermarket with our first delivery date.
Oh, Brian.
I couldn't hold out any longer. Gareth was expecting a reply.
But what about Tom?
Tom doesn't have to concern himself with any of it if he doesn't want to. I've asked Morris to do the extra butchery, and Hannah seemed happy to do more hours with the pigs.
But you should have consulted him.
Look, Tom will come round in the end. He's just scared. He got burned once, but that was when his entire business depended on one contract. I'm sure he'll more than cheer up when the money starts rolling in.
Oh, darling.
I'm not trying to prove a point, Jenny. Really, I'm not. It's Tom I'm thinking of. I don't want to see him taking the same route as your brother when we could do so much more. I just hope he realises that soon.
The Archers was written by Tim Stimpson and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rose.